Welcome back to the Teenage Life. Today, here I have Mia.
Hi.
And we're just going to be talking about like time management and like doing school with also being involved with other things.
Yeah.
So, me and Mia are both officers for two organizations. And Mia also does like karate, and then I also play like sports and stuff, so like overall yeah. We're very involved.
I think it's a really important part of like being involved in school. I think it's really like important in your like life, because it just makes you like interested in school and like actually like liking go like you actually if you are involved and like have friends in different organizations, I feel like you just like look forward to going to school more, even if it like sucks sometimes, you know.
Yeah, and you meet a lot of people who also like the same things that you do, so it's like really good environments to find like new friends or get closer to old friends, and it's just like really good.
Yeah, and, like, you just, it's, like, never a boring day at school if you have, like, a bunch of things that you're involved with, you know?
Yeah. And, honestly, the best way I could say is to manage things are, like, do things that you know you will enjoy. Like, if you're going to do an extracurricular or a club or something like that, like, do something that you know you're going to like, so then it doesn't feel like a burden or a chore for you to have to go to meetings or to other things like that. No. That's something I really had to tell myself.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you just make friends in certain things that you have, like, I feel like you'll just enjoy it, like, 100 times more. Like, every class that you have, find a friend, and that class will just be, like, so much more enjoyable, you know?
Definitely. And then you can get, like, help, too. Because at the end of the day, like, no matter how smart you are, you're going to need help, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And, like, especially if you're, like, absent one day, then and, like, you need, like, something, then you go for that, and it's amazing.
Yeah. And, honestly, like I said, like, with time management, I'm actually really bad with time management. Like, even though, like, I'm involved in stuff like that, like, if I tell myself I'm going to do something at a specific time, like, 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like even, like, people who are, like, good at time management, like, at sometimes they're gonna procrastinate. It's just like a human thing to do, you know. I don't really have, like, it's just we all do it, and sometimes we just need a break, but like we should like tell ourselves like, hey, this is gonna affect our future, so go ahead, have a good work ethic, you know, do everything that you need to do and get it done.
Yeah, I genuinely try not to procrastinate because, like, I have a lot of stuff. Like, with orchestra, there would be, like, an audition, and I won't practice the actual music till 3 days later.
Yeah. And
it's, like, so bad. Or, like, with homework, like, teachers will give you, like, a month to do a project, and a lot of kids will do it on the last night. Like, actually the last night.
So. Honestly, for auditions, we had orchestra auditions for high school, and it's, like, I did not practice until, like, the last week, and I should have not done that, but, yeah. Like, there are a lot of things that are just...
Yeah, the outcome would definitely be better if you don't procrastinate. Like, that's just the end of it. Like, I always tell myself that, even though I still don't listen to myself, but I just tell myself, it's like, if you did this good without with procrastination, then imagine how good you could do without it.
Yeah. Procrastination sometimes, like, affects the quality of your work, and, like, when you could do so much, like, you could do so much better on something, but you didn't because you didn't spend as much time with it, and it kind of sucks knowing that, like, oh, you could have been in this group, or you could have, you know, like, you could have gotten such a better grade on this paper if you just, it's not because you're not smart, it's because you didn't work on it, and I don't think
exactly. Yeah. And, like, it's just, like, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure, more like setting yourself up for less than what you are. And like teachers will always know your work ethic, and teachers will always know like what you put into your work, so you don't want it to be like a day where you procrastinate and then like a day where like you decide to give it your all, and then the teacher is confused like, oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, like And this podcast, I feel like from all your other episodes, is really about like managing, isn't it? Like, it's more about like managing yourself in school more than like right now we're not really talking about like the teenage factors, but like the school factors in your teenage life. And I like talking about that because a lot of teenagers don't really like think about school. Like, I know it's a big part of our life, but they don't really like take school like as a top
Serious.
priority.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it like this is just like a wake up call. It's like it's really important for your future, especially when if you're in high school. It's like I think it's such a big thing to focus on, and I feel like you should just do your best in it rather than other things, you know, because everything will come and go, but school is like.
Yeah. And honestly, like everything happens for a reason is what I always tell myself. Like with school and everything, like if I don't do good in audition, I'm just like, okay, well, whatever. If I get a bad grade, like everything teaches you from your mistakes, like no matter what. 'Cause if you do good all the time, like it's like what are you learning, you know? It's like you don't have room to grow, so you always gonna leave room to grow is what I always tell myself. Like
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
if I got like a 90 something on a test, I'm gonna strive for 100 the next time, you know?
Yeah, you're not gonna be perfect. Oh my gosh, mistakes will like at the end of the day, school isn't all about grades. It's the stuff that you learned. You know, school is still about education, even though it seems like everything is about like test scores and everything you do. I feel like it's also something to learn about, even if like some of the stuff that we learn about is kind of stupid. I feel like it's still a place where you can learn. And like if we didn't go to school, like right now we're not going to school, like it's just like it's a huge part of our day, it's a huge part of our lives. I feel
Exactly.
like we shouldn't take it for granted, like not just this, the grades part or like the actual education, but like your friends. Yeah, like I yeah.
And like,
You're yeah,
oh, you could go ahead if you.
I have no idea what I'm about to say.
And like honestly, yeah, like what you said, school was literally, there's 24 hours a day. We spent 8 of those hours at school, and probably even more if you stay after school or come before school for extracurriculars and things. Like, if I'm being honest, there's been times where I've stayed at school till like 7 because I had like a private lesson, or and I'd be at school at 6:50 a.m. because I had practice for
Sectional
sports. And
practice.
it's just like I was there more than most of the teachers, and I spent most of my day at the school. And like a lot of time parents are like confused why kids are always like way more attached to their friends than, or like even some kids are way more attached to their teachers than their parents. And it's like, okay, yeah, we spent most partial amount of our day at school. We spend more than half of our day at school, and then we come home, and sometimes parents are not even home because of work and et cetera. And it's like, and we come home and we're doing homework and working on other things, you know? So it's like, okay, well, we don't even really get to see our parents. And now that we have online school, everybody's just stuck in this place where like they don't know what to do because it's like no one's used to being home this much, you know?
It's just an overload. But like, yeah, being in school for so long, like a lot of people are just in school for such a long time, might as well try hard in it, you know, like do your best. Might as well put your effort into it if you're there for such a long time, you know. Like, I just think it's a huge part.
Exactly. And like even back on the like time management stuff, I would definitely say keep a schedule, even if you know you're not gonna follow it. It's just best to make a schedule, I find, because like just think about it, like most schools, no, all schools, you have a schedule, like which class you go to every single day, and it's a routine, you know? So like since it's a routine, you get used to it, and you're like, okay, well, this is a piece of cake because I'm used to doing it every day, even though you might struggle with doing it for a week or two. Like it's the same thing with being at home and working on stuff or extracurriculars. Like keep a schedule, have something that you could do, and like you'll get in the habit of doing it sooner or later, you know? At least try. Because I always tell myself, like, if a schedule doesn't work out in like 2 weeks, then okay, maybe I need to switch things up. So that's what I do most of the time, even though sometimes I might cheat and not actually do the schedule, but it's good for you, you know?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes we have this such productive mind. We're like, okay, so I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this. But when you do plan the schedule, make sure you put like breaks and be like, okay, like,
Yeah.
cause be realistic, be realistic with how you're gonna spend your time. Because during this quarantine, I've been trying to make a schedule for myself, but sometimes it's like I wouldn't put breaks, and I would not want to do that right now because I'm just exhausted with this other thing. So just be realistic and make sure you put things that you want to do in your schedule at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. Same with like how you put yourself into academics and extracurriculars. Like, be realistic. Don't overload yourself with clubs and sports and like AP classes that you know you can't even do, you know? Like, don't just do everything, 'cause I know a lot of kids who do stuff just to please their parents or to they do it because how they want to look on their college resume or whatever.
Or they
But
like they're like because their friends are doing it.
yeah, exactly. Like, especially with high school, I definitely told myself that high school's for me. At the end of the day, every decision I make is gonna affect me, not my friends. So if my friends are doing a class that's gonna benefit them, but then I'm doing the class for fun, who's gonna get the better outcome? The person who's doing it to benefit them, you know? And so, I mean, at the end of the day, be realistic with what you're gonna do. Do things that you know you're gonna like. Do things you know you're gonna do. Like, also being in a club or an organization or extracurricular that you know you're not gonna participate in. Like, it's gonna get to the people who actually do it because they wanna do it or it's actually helping them. You know? Like, don't be that one kid who just does it for the fun of it because of their friend. Because I know kids who do that. Like, they'll do sports or clubs because their friends are doing it, and then everybody gets affected because of their mistakes and this and mistakes and things because they don't even want to be there for the actual thing. They just want to do it for fun, you know?
If you do the thing that you want to do, you will be able to make friends in that thing. Like, it's not just you who likes. Like, I don't know, if you want to join like a certain club that your friends don't want to join, like you will make friends in that club. I just, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. At the end of the day, you're gonna make new friends with the stuff you're associated with.
Yeah.
And it's also good to make friends with people who do the same things as you because you understand each other. You know, like you get where each other are coming from. There's been times where I tell my friends that I'm busy, you know, and some of my friends won't react to it as well as my friends who actually get what I'm
Yeah,
doing,
for
you
sure.
know. So it's just like it's good to be surrounded by those people.
Yeah, I think like when you should like, especially when you have so much on your plate, your friends should, and if you as a friend should understand that people have like people are busy, and like there are certain th like there are a lot of things that's going on with a person's life. So if a person can't talk to you at like that certain time, and like they can't always be FaceTiming you or texting you, just like try to understand and to like give them space, because sometimes they really just need alone time, you know?
Yeah, I genuinely had to like teach myself that this year. Like, okay, one, if a friend doesn't understand like why you're doing what you do, then that's not really your friend, you know? And I also had to understand where people came from. Like, not all of my friends are gonna be able to talk to me 24/7. It's just like how you can come back from that, you know? Like, if you don't talk for 2 weeks, when you talk again, is it awkward and weird, or can you talk like you've been talking for so long? That's like, to me, is like what really shows, especially like in this quarantine right now. I feel like it really gives you an idea of people who are genuinely like there for you, because it's just you could talk to certain people like you've been seeing them and talking to them on a regular basis, but then some people you can't even talk to them because you know it's just gonna be weird.
At the end of the day, I think it's like it's not the people who like oh like it's not the people like the people that are there for you don't always text you or like don't always FaceTime you, but it's the people who like really do check up on you, like at, even if it's occasionally, like you guys don't always have to be talking. If you just like if you feel like you're such a good person around them, that's just like a good friend, like.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, do you want to like tell your experience with this year rather than like seventh grade, like, we weren't really in much, but then eighth grade, we were in a lot. Do you think the experience was definitely, like, different and affected different things?
In seventh grade, like, I didn't really, I guess, like, my, in seventh grade, I wasn't, I started meeting people that are my friends now. I'll say that for sure. Like in seventh grade, I didn't have, I wasn't close to the people I was with, I'm close with now. Like, eighth grade has really, like, shown me, like, oh, these are your friends. These are the people who are always, like, checking up on you. And I love that. I get to see, but, like, of course, there are going to be people there that are, you aren't, like, close with, but you can always go to, like, you know, like, they, you can always talk to them, like, even if there aren't, they aren't necessarily in your friend group, or, like, they aren't, like, always with you, like, you can still go to them, you can still trust them, and I love those people, too. I love, eighth grade has really taught me, like, oh, like, taught me who people, like, really are. I don't know. I just,
yeah, honestly, because I'll say from 7th and 8th grade, like, I was a really different person, but at the end of the day, it just, it really opened my eyes, like, people who stayed through the transition of the two phases that I had, and, like, people who are still here, you know, people who didn't leave my side just because I was going through a hard time, like, those type of people are the people who are genuinely your friend, like, they'll stick with you no matter if you're the best person or the worst person, and they'll be honest with you, you know, like, they're not gonna just drop you because everyone else is dropping you and play follow the leader. And it's just, like, those type of people are the people who really do stick out and, like, are really genuinely my friends. And, like, with seventh grade, I definitely, like you said, I wasn't as close with people that I'm close with now. Like, I was friends with them, but we weren't close. And, like, all through middle school, I've genuinely told myself that I can only be friends with people who do things like me. And while that is good, like, at the same time, as long as a person understands, like, they do similar stuff. Like, I was always only friends with people who were in orchestra, you know? And so then I had to, like, teach myself that I don't have to be friends with just those people, you know? Like,
yeah, for sure.
I can be friends with different people and it wouldn't affect it.
Yeah. I think, like, your friends are, like, in a, I think it is a, it's a good to have a really, like, a good influence, like, I don't know how to say it, like, friends who have a good, like, they don't have to necessarily be in the same, like, things as you, but who have, like, a good, like, a positive mindset, and, like, always support you and everything, and, like, doesn't force you to do things that you don't want to do, like, for sure, that's a huge thing. I think it's just people, like, your friends don't necessarily have to be, like, the like, they don't have to be you, you know, they don't have to be similar to you, they just have to be there for you and, like, support you and everything.
Exactly. Like, genuinely, I tell my friends stuff about stuff that they don't even do or understand, but they'll still like be there and they'll try to understand it, you know, they'll be like, okay, well, you could do this, like, you know, you could do this and all that stuff. Like, there'll just be a support system that you need, because a lot of times, like, you can't really find that support. And it's, like, when you genuinely find people who do give you the support, it's, like, the best thing ever, you know?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, like, your parents are, like, I mean, we all have different relationships with our parents, but I feel like your friends know what's going on at school more than your, like, your parents are there for you, but your parents will never understand what you're going through like your friends, because your friends are going through it, like, right now. Even if your parents have done it before, it's obviously not the same, the same, like, it wasn't the same thing. And we, like, they didn't have all these clubs, they didn't have all these, like, resources that we have, like, they don't have, like, you know, they didn't go through the same experience as we did. So I feel like if you wanted to talk to someone about it, it's really, your friends are a huge thing. So make sure, like, you have the right friends.
Yeah. And, yeah, back on the parent thing, a lot of times I feel like my parents, for example, they know that I'm really involved in school, but I don't think they understand how hard it can be. And, like, I'm not just in my room sitting there for hours while I say I'm doing homework for nothing. I genuinely mean I'm doing homework. Like, nowadays, I feel like a lot of parents just don't understand, like, what actually happens, especially with online school. I think parents thought it would be quicker and easier and faster, but it's actually way harder than it was at actual school. And so I feel like parents are always fussing at their children more than trying to understand it, you know? And that's just it's just like, oh my God, okay, wait, why can't you just try to understand where I'm coming from when I say I'm really busy instead of you thinking I'm just using it as an excuse, you know?
Like a lot of parents, I'm not bashing on parents, but like we spend like so much time at school, and then like as you said, after school, like we're there for like 12 hours sometimes, and then after that we also have like tons of homework, tons of projects that you have to go through at home. Like basically our whole day is just filled with school, and like there are like some little breaks where you can be with your friends and stuff, and I hope they can like respect that. Like sometimes I just want to talk with my friends and give myself a little brain break, because like we go through a lot, and I know that you guys go through a lot too, but like we also have so much going on, especially us, like Anitan and I. We have so much things that we have to do, and it's just like I think my parents have a really good understanding of it, but I know that a lot of other parents don't. So I'm like, I just hope I wish they would understand that. So.
Yeah, or even just something as little as like, can I hang out with my friends? You know, like honestly, my parents especially, sometimes I'll be like, you have your sisters, you know, like hang out with them. And I'm just like, okay, well, keep in mind, I'm the oldest child. My sisters are all younger than me. And so it's like, I don't always have my sisters to talk to, you know, at the end. Like, I wish I had like a sibling who's really close to my age, but I don't really have that. And like, I just feel like sometimes I just want to see my friends because I could just say whatever, you know, like my friends know what goes on at home and at school, while most parents only know what happens at home, you know? And so it's just like, I feel like having people to just talk to and be there is like the best thing. And sometimes people don't understand that, but you know, is what it is.
I have a 30-year-old sister, and that's about it. I don't have any siblings, and my parents like should understand that, like, I do want to talk to someone about like my age. Literally no one in my family like really knows what's going on, like doesn't know, like, you know, situations going on at school. Like my parents didn't know about that test that we had today. My parents didn't know that we had that like really ridiculous project, and I just want to talk to my friends about it, you know. Like there are certain things, and I don't blame them for not knowing. I just hope they understand, like, hey, I want to talk to someone who does understand.
And kudos. Like, kudos to those people who genuinely talk to their parents, like, their friends, like, people their age. I would love to have that, like, to just say whatever, you know, I wouldn't be scared or whatever. But at the end of the day, that's just how it is. That's the reality for at least 80% of most teenagers. And it's just like, that's exactly why I have this podcast, because I feel like a lot of times we feel like no one else understands, because like, one, our family doesn't understand, so she's like, okay, if they don't understand, then who else is gonna understand, you know? But it's like, at the end of the day, we all literally go through the same thing. And like you said, with the whole family thing, like, my family genuinely thinks like they could be understanding, but then it just depends. Like, my family thinks I take it really easily, and I take it really good for my age, like, to be really involved in stuff, but they don't see what's behind closed doors. They don't see, like, the times I've literally had mental breakdowns because of how much work I got, or how much I couldn't understand how to do something, and I just felt dumb for not knowing, you know? Like, but I have my friends, and I'll tell my friends, and they'll be like, yeah, oh my god, I don't understand this too, or I don't get how to do this, or this teacher's being like this too, but if I tell my parents, it seems like I'm just complaining, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna kind of like go back to your podcast about your like parents, because I watched a little bit of it. Like, the thing about like the different cultures that they have. Like, I have Filipino parents, and they like expect us to do like things that they did, and it's not the same thing. You know, it really isn't. Like, I've achieved so many things, like like we do NJHS, we do like so much, and like every for each like achievement, of course you get like an award or like a ceremony or something, and of course my parents go, and I don't know, I feel like like they always like talk about it on the way home, like, oh, that wasn't even that good, like the
Yes.
Philippines would have been,
Oh
oh my
my God.
God,
My
yeah,
parents do
they
that
would have been like
too.
they would have been like, the Philippines would have been so much cooler, it would have been more like extravagant. I would be like, well, each thing that we have, each concert that we have, we worked so hard for it, and
Exactly.
it's just free, it's literally all for you guys. So I know that it, like, some of y'all would probably feel that way, but like, just know that like that hard work is like it does pay off, because in the future you'll remember and like, oh my gosh, I do remember working hard on that. You'll see all the pictures and be like,
Yeah.
okay, it's all worth it, even if your parents don't believe.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, because we go to a pretty, really diverse school. So a lot of people have foreign parents, a lot of people. So yeah, back to what you said, my parents do that too. They expect me to be like the typical Nigerian teenager, like going out to fetch a pot of water, bring it back home, cook a full meal. Like, that's not the life that's here. Like, you said you brought me to America for a better life. You said, I mean, well, they
Yeah.
didn't bring me here. They had me here. But you said that you moved here for your kids to have a better life. And that's what
Yeah.
we're having. Like, don't complain.
Yeah, like we just I wish they'd understand, like, we don't have the same cultures, or we're like a lot different. And like sometimes they would always say like, oh, you like you're not eating this food, or like you don't like the certain thing that's from the Philippines, and they make fun of me for it. It's like, I'm sorry, I live in a whole different environment
Yeah.
from you. Like, yeah, like it's just not the same thing. And I
Yeah.
don't
And I'll definitely say I'm pretty cultural for like an American teenager. I follow my parents'
same
traditions. I
same
eat most of
yes
the food. Like there's like one food that I wouldn't eat that's from like their country. Like that's just one food. I speak the language. I do everything. Like what else do you want?
Yeah, me too. I do. I speak the language. A lot of Filipinos that you see, like, they do not know how
Yeah.
to speak Filipino.
A
Oh
lot
my
of
gosh.
yeah.
Yeah, they. Yeah, I know. And then, like, I don't know. I like my parents own a restaurant, so we're like, I'm a really I'm a Filipino child, but I just hope they understand that like there's some things that I can't do that's just like all Filipino. You know, I will. Like, there's no, like, for example, there's no orchestra in the Philippines. So, like, playing violin is like different to them. My sister never played violin, even though she went, yeah, like, and it's just like, it's new to them, and I
Yeah.
hope they understand. Like, I work hard in it, even
Yeah.
if it's different.
Yeah, there's like orchestra in like there's orchestras in Nigeria, but my parents weren't in it, but like stuff like athletics and stuff, I feel like my parents get on me about that. They're like, in Nigeria, girls like you only play this and stuff like that. And it's not them trying to be sexist or anything. It's just them genuinely saying, but I'm just like, okay, well, this is America. Like, girls play anything and do anything that they like they desire. And she's like, I really wish parents could understand that. I'm doing, at the end of the day, yeah, like you said, I'm doing this for you. I'm not even doing most of this
Yes. Oh
for
my
me. I'm doing
gosh.
this to make you happy and proud. But how many times have I actually heard my parents say, I'm proud of you, you know?
Yes, oh my gosh, seriously. Like, I know that like they feel that way towards me, but like I don't like I whenever they like really say the words I'm proud of you, I think that's just like the most heartfelt like compliment I
Exactly.
can ever see, because it's just it's everything that I do at school, it's literally just for them, and I guess, yeah, for my future too. But I think I just do all these things to go back home and say, hey, mom, dad, I did this for you, and I hope you're proud of me for it. And
Yeah.
whenever they just like don't seem proud, like, kind of
I
hurts.
know.
You know,
Or like the
yeah, for
one
sure.
time you actually disappoint them, they like they talk about how much you disappoint them and everything, but I'm just like, okay, well, 8 out of 10 times I'm doing good for you, and then the one time I do
Yeah.
something wrong, and she's like, dude, she's the worst.
Yes, for sure. For sure. I feel like everything that's done, that's like everything that we do that's good, especially actually not just us, but like everyone, when someone does something good, even if it's like on a daily basis, I think it's just like should be appreciated, so that like that one thing they do bad is just like equal, like, you know, like you just appreciate every little good thing, so that if you discourage the bad thing, it's not that bad. Like they'll learn for it, like they'll learn from it, so that they'll get like so that they'll do, I don't know.
Yeah. I know what you mean. But yeah, like I said, that's like a problem that a lot of kids our age go through. Like my podcast, like there's people who are like over 20 who listen to it, which I really hope those are like parents who can take in what we say, and like maybe it could change the way that they act to their children, or maybe it could give them a better understanding, because I feel like that's
Yeah, for
just
sure.
what we want. We just want someone other than our age to understand what we have to go through. It would make life so much easier if parents could at least try to get what we're coming from or where we're coming from. And it's just like, it would make it so much easier. And it's like, even teachers who understand, I guess, they don't understand, you know? Like teachers who are part of organizations and know we have all this stuff going on, like even them can be annoying. Like they will give you all this work and they'll be like, we have lives too. And we're like, we have lives too. So
Yeah, a lot of teachers also like, because like along with this homework and stuff, like with the school's factors, there are like also like social factors going on with it. Like, I don't know, you could have just like gotten out of a relationship and like they didn't know that, and like, or friendship, you know, like there's so many factors that goes with school that just makes you feel in different ways. I don't know, like there's just so many things to it, like that can make you feel down and happy.
Yeah, and like on that with the social stuff, I don't know, yeah, like with friends and toxic relationships and stuff like that, a lot of people don't even have their parents to lean on for that stuff, and it makes me really sad, like because I wish that even if you didn't agree with your teenager being in a relationship, that's how it is today. You know, maybe you don't have to agree with it, but maybe you can try to understand, like, okay, this is young love. Even if it doesn't go forever, at least be there for them when it something wrong happens. Because I feel like that's the best
When it
thing.
hurts.
If a parent is there when like something in the relationship is going wrong, it's just like a good
Yes,
feeling to
oh
know you
gosh.
have an adult figure to help you out with it.
I know, I would love to have that, like, oh my gosh, but you know, there's that feeling
Yeah.
that you just like get, like, you'll get like scolded at. It's like, I don't
Yeah.
want to go through that.
Yeah, like my parents know that I have guy friends and everything, and I think they think I have a boyfriend. I'm pretty sure they do think that, but I mean, I don't. But at the same time, it's just like if I genuinely told them, like, mom, dad, there's this guy I like. He likes me too. All I'm telling you is that I hope you can support me. You know, it's just like
Yeah, for sure.
that probably won't happen. And even though my parents are like young lovers too, it's just like, oh my God, parents will literally do things and then they'll bash their kids for doing it. It's just
Yeah,
like,
for sure. Oh
dude,
my gosh.
okay. You're telling me when you were my age, you weren't dating anybody. All right.
And yeah, like the little thing, like we make mistakes too. We're gonna make the same mistakes that you do, and just like help us on it.
Exactly. And I said that in an earlier podcast. I was like, why do parents always have to, like, strict parents will always be like, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. And it's just like more like, why can't you just be there when they do something wrong and teach them, this is why I wouldn't want you to do this, or I want you to learn a lesson. Because people literally will be under the shield of their parents for so long, and then as soon as they're out in the real world and get problems, they have to rely on their parents, you know? And it's just like, I feel like no one wants to have to rely on their parents, you know? Everyone wants that independence, and like, I mean, everyone wants the independence, and it's just, I don't know. I wish parents could understand that they don't have to be so strict on rules and stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel like being strict will like lead to like not being independent, because like in a, I don't know, like in a way, if like a person, if a parent's really strict on something, and like that person, that teenager is like really like just follows in everything, like whenever they don't have that rules, it's like, what am I supposed to do? You know what I mean? Like if you don't have that rules to follow, they won't know what to do. And like, I feel like you should just teach them rather than restrict them, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, same with like the relationship thing. Like, I don't understand why parents are so like, don't get in a relationship, it's not good for you. Why can't they just be like, okay, whatever. And then you can learn from it. Like, you can learn from past relationships. Because imagine if you're just like 25 and you just started dating and you don't even know what to do. Like, not saying that there's anything wrong with being old and starting to date, but it's just like, I would love to learn in like my earlier years before college how a relationship is supposed to
Figure
work,
it
you
out.
know, and what I like. So that's another thing. A lot of people don't know what they want or how to go through it. And that's like something with a lot of toxic relationships too. Like, people think it's right, you know, like when the toxicity is happening, because they don't know how to deal with it because they've never had to deal with it. So it's like, okay, why don't you just let me learn and then let me take that into the real world and hopefully it all goes well.
Yeah, I was just talking about that with my friend last night. Like, everything is just like everything that comes from the like from your relationships, like, will actually like influence your others, and will make it a like better relationship. I feel like it's okay, like, your first is not like it's okay, because each relationship that you have will build up your next, like, I don't know.
Exactly.
It's like it's a huge part, because like, yeah, like what you said about toxic, like, if you were in a toxic relationship and you didn't even know, like, you need to learn from each one, and like, okay, so this, I shouldn't be like this. I shouldn't be like, you know, like, you're gonna think of that, like, but, and you'll explore different people and just realize, okay, he's not the one for me, or she's not the one for me, you know?
Same with like friends, you know, and it's just like over the
Yes, oh
years,
my gosh,
I've
yes.
definitely realized what I look for in a friendship. Like, I don't look for me to be exactly like you. I don't look for a friend who's gonna, you know, point out every flaw. I want a friend who genuinely just makes me happy. Like, that's definitely what I look for in a friendship.
Yes.
Like, you can make me laugh, you could be there. Like, that's just all I want, you know?
Yes. Oh my God. That's the same for a relationship too. Like, that's what I look for. Like, someone who just makes me happy. And yeah, look for someone who makes you happy, and like, you can see your life with, you know, or like, not even like that, because yeah, stuff doesn't have to be long term. But like, does this person make you a better person? I don't know. Are you a better person when you're
Yeah,
with them?
exactly. Are you a better version of yourself? Because ties into the extracurricular stuff. When you have people who are really good at something or people who do a lot of things, you're like, oh my God, like, I think if I could do this, it would be really good for me. So you have like the person to push you to your limits. And that's what's really good.
Yes, for
That's
sure.
really good.
Yeah. That group of friends that push you, that's such a big thing. Like, who, like, even if, like, y'all are, like, competitive, not even just in academics, but, like, in other things, like, it's just so, like, it's so important to have, like, at least, like, one competitive friend that just push you. I think it's huge, because it just makes you a better, like, it makes you better at whatever you want to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you have anything else?
Not really. This was a great
I know. Hopefully
podcast.
people actually finish it. But
How long does it usually
it could
go
be as
to?
long. There's people who have like 2-hour podcasts, but
Oh,
yeah.
wow. Yeah, those are.
Yeah, exactly. But thanks y'all for listening.
Thank
Thank you, Mia,
you.
for coming. Hope y'all liked it.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Okay.